Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Praise the name of Jesus. I don't know what is going to happen when we are all able to get back together physically, because y'all are already cutting up just on the conference call, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm so happy this morning to greet you in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, on this Resurrection Sunday. And I am glad that we are gathered here by this technology, allowing us to commune and communicate with each other, to lift up the name of Jesus together, to greet each other, and to hear the voices. My God, today, as I was just listening to the praise break there before we got started with the recording today, I was hearing some familiar sounds, hallelujah, some familiar voices giving praise to God. And so we thank God this morning, hey, that the gospel is not bound. We thank God that the praises of God are not bound. We can praise Him wherever we are, and we're praising Him together this morning. I am giving Him glory. I am giving Him honor for all He is and all He is doing. Praise God. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get this service started this morning. I know that we have our dear sister, Minister Cynthia Collins, who will be opening up for us this morning. Good morning to you once again, Minister Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And I thank God for this opportunity. Before I get started, there's a couple things that I'd just like to remind us. As we first went into this pandemic, as they're calling it, we might have been a little shaken. We might have been a little dismayed. But now, as I talk to the saints all during the week and at different times, I think everyone has finally gathered themselves and realize, hey, who we are. And so when the praises went up this morning, it was rejoicing in who we are in God Almighty. And as I talk to everybody, everyone is saying, I'm doing okay. We might be a little inconvenienced, but you know what? We are all right. And songs are just rejoicing in my heart. I can't sing. I don't have a voice, but the song, He laid the foundation and opened up the way. What more can He do? This comes and rings in my heart. So I am ever so thankful to be with each and every one of you, to talk to you. Everyone just love. The love is just comes through the phone. And this is a perfect day because love ascends all. It ascends the grave. He rose for us, for the love that He has. For God so loved the world, the whole wide world, and nothing, no power on earth, nothing can hold Him down. And so I'm glad to be with you guys, with each and every one of you, on this Resurrection Sunday and on this whole holy month. As we went through Passover, we're going through that now on Good Friday, on this day of Easter resurrection. It's really, really important. Something else that just is rejoicing to me is that we really get to see the opportunity of what this real day is about. No one has putting on that Easter outfit. Didn't have to worry about going and get any of that, because you know what? We were going to stay at home with the people that we love and talk about why this is important, what's really going on, what are we doing. So I thank God for that. I thank God. And so my scripture is, be encouraged, be not dismayed. God has not given us the spirit of fear, and I sense that is totally wiped away from us. But He has given us a spirit of love, power, and of a strong mind. And when we come back together, you know, people ask that question, what will you do when you come back together? Oh, when we come back together, what a great day that will be. And what a great day that'll be, because I think we're all getting a realization of what is really going on here. And I will start with our church declaration. Today, we declare that we believe that through the word of God, we can have what it says we can have. We can do what it says we can do. We believe that through our faith in God and service to Him, we are becoming empowered individuals and families who believe doors are opening for us, barriers are being broken, and increase is coming to us greater than ever before in Jesus' name. Amen. I've been reading, going back on Sister Beth. One day in service, she gave me a declaration of what God had given to her about families being restored. Then Tyra came back and cried to us about the shift that was going to happen for the saints. And I believe that each and every one of us, in our spirits, in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our homes, is seeing that shift and increase. Increase in a whole lot of areas are coming to us greater than ever before in Jesus' name. I love each and every one of you. I can't wait to get to church. It said when the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. In Jesus' name, I declare amen. Minister Mark, it's back to you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Collins. Praise God for that word of encouragement. It's good to be reminded, especially now, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And I'm also reminded, and I'm encouraging others, of the fact that we will come out of it. There is an after this that is coming. And so I'm very glad about it. Here on Resurrection Sunday, and I'm looking very much forward to Bishop's message today. I know that he has a word for us all. I want to just take a quick moment as we're talking about family and community and us being one in the Spirit. I want to take a special moment to give a shout out this morning. A couple of happy birthdays to those who are a part of our crew here, our own dear mother, Ora Maben. Happy birthday to you. We give God praise. Sometimes once we have a birthday, we don't know what the next year is bringing. And certainly there were some changes and transitions for mother, but she's bouncing back. I declare that she shall recover all in the name of Jesus. And I'm so glad this morning to be able to wish her a happy birthday. Also, up in Kansas City, our own Dr. David Knox's birthday today. We want to wish him a happy birthday in Jesus' name. I want to give you just a brief announcement at the top of the hour here that we know that as we have not been able to meet several weeks now and maybe several more, that there are disruptions to our normal way of doing things. And so we have to make some adjustments. We've made quite a few adjustments here, but I want to thank you and commend you all for making those adjustments so well. And we are moving right on in Jesus' mighty name. And one of those adjustments, I know for some of us, has been how we are giving. And that has been a challenge to some. I want you to know that there are still ways to give. There are five different ways to give, in fact, to Deliverance Temple Ministries. And it's important that you continue to give, that you continue to sow seed. We know that things don't, in the natural world, we sow a seed, it doesn't come up overnight. But because we have planted continuously, we're continuously able to have harvest. And so whether you are taking advantage of our online opportunities by going to our website at deliverancetemple.org, that's deliverancetemple, all one word, .org, and just press the giving tab there, and you're going to find that you can give by PayPal or by Cash App or by Square. Any of those ways online is valid and all secure means of giving. Also, You can call our chief financial officer. She's given permission to give out her personal number if you need some help there to give over the phone. That is our own sister Tyra Knox, and her phone number is area code 417. The number is 827-7721. Again, that is 827-7721. And then, of course, you can give via good old snail mail. You can either mail to P.O. Box 7 at Springfield, Missouri, 65801, or you can ask Sister Tyra for other mailing address that you can mail your gift or contribution to Deliverance Temple. And so we know that as we continue to do so, my wife and I agreed to plant a Resurrection Day seed. And we have already went online and did that by PayPal and went ahead and planted that seed a little larger than we normally give. But we believe that this is a special day in which to sow and a special time in which to sow. And so we sowed that seed in faith for resurrection. We're looking for some things to come up and turn around and be reborn. And so we pray that you will do the same as well. Listen, I also want to tell you just before we bring on our own psalmist and songbird, I like to call her, our songbird, Psalmist Brecca Henderson, I want to tell you that we are continuing to pray. I hope you've been praying at noon with Bishop and at other times. We're praying for each other. We're holding each other up in prayer. We know that some this pandemic has come close to our house. That is to say, in our family and loved ones and friends. And so we are remembering the bereaved families. And then even from other situations, natural causes, as they say, we hold up those families that are bereaved here in our community. We know that the church family at Freedom Baptist has lost its pastor and our dear friend, the Reverend Leo King. And so we pray a blessing of God's comfort and peace upon that family in this time. So listen, without further ado, I want to open up a time of worship and a time of praise. And I'm going to bring to the mic, as it were, our own Sister Brecca Henderson, that she can bless us with an A and a B selection on this Resurrection Day. Hallelujah. Sister Brecca, come on. Come on with it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, everybody. Let's celebrate. Every praise is to our God. Come on, sing hallelujah to our God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, wherever you are in your homes, in your cars, just sing along, okay?
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior, God, my healer, God, my deliverer. Yes, 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 yes. God, my Savior, God, my healer, God, my yes, God my Savior, God my healer, God my deliverer. Yes, 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 yes. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise, 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 every praise. Every praise, every praise, every praise is to our God.
Come on, somebody, praise the Lord. Overcame me all. Oh.
we sing hallelujah. You have won the victory. Oh, hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Yes, and I owe you.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Sister Brecker. Glory to God, glory to God. Listen, I want to unmute the line for just a second and give us an opportunity to just worship him together. Every praise belongs to our God, for he has truly won the victory. Hallelujah. Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. It's so good to hear your voices out there. So good to hear the praises and the worship of God going forth. Oh, on this line today, I tell you, I feel the Spirit of God, and I trust that you do too. My God, he has won the victory. We are celebrating today. We are celebrating the risen Savior. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Listen, just before we bring on the speaker for the day, I see a special, they're not guests, but I'm a little surprised that they're tuning in all the way from wherever they are. They're Globetrotters, but I think they're probably at home in Texas right now, and I'm talking about none other than Pastors Glenn and Betty Davis. And I'm giving them a little warning because I'm about to unmute them here. So they praise God. Are you with us there, Pastor Glenn, Sister Betty?
I am. We are. And we're so elated to have joined you guys today on this great day of celebrating Jesus' resurrection. I'm just so honored to be able to listen and tune in to all the saints all the way there in Missouri and across the globe. God is doing a great and mighty thing, and I'm just so honored to be a part of it.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. We are elated as well that you're on the line, and thank you so much for joining us today. You didn't have to buy a plane ticket this time or anything, and just so we are thankful to God for this opportunity to fellowship and worship with you. Amen. So
amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. So praise the Lord. I thank God for all of you on the line today. Listen, God is doing something new. And I'm glad that we are a part of it and that we are going forward in him. I'm about to bring to the mic our own speaker for the day, none other than our founder, our senior pastor, our bishop, Bishop David Knox. He has a word in his mouth this morning for the people of God. And so I greet you this morning, Bishop, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Are you ready for us, Bishop? He may have put himself on mute.
Hello.
We're ready for you. There we go.
Yes, sir. Father, we
praise
thank
God.
You today for your mercy. We thank you for your love and kindness that you have given us to this Passover season, God, the closing of this Passover season. Thank you for this Easter morning, God, that we're gathered with our families and we're enjoying ourselves, God, even in spite of the problems that we face. We thank you, God, because you are so worthy of all of our honor and thanksgiving. We praise you, God, because you are doing great and mighty things for us. I pray, for God, for these people that have been smitten by this coronavirus. I pray, God, that you would bring it to an end in their lives. I thank you for the workers, the doctors, the nurses, the caregivers of all kinds, God, for these people that are suffering, God. I know that they're on your mind, God, and we're just here to remind you. I pray for those, God, that are in prison today that are not enjoying what we enjoy, God. But I want you to know, God, that we care about them. We care about the homeless, those who don't have a big dinner spread for them today. But God, we just praise you. I thank you for your mercy and for your goodness. Look on us with favor today, God, as we give you praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with us and let us exalt his name together. Good morning, everybody. I'm glad you're out there. I am just elated to have service with you because, you know, a lot of things are happening, and I'm not real comfortable here talking to you I want to see your face, praise God. I want to see you smile. I want to see God do miracles in your life. And I'm happy to hear that you're expressing that God is doing this. But if you let me, just give me a little break here. I want to speak to those that are yet in bondage. You know, I have a heart for the lost. People are disappointed. A lot of things are going on. Maybe you lost your job. But I want you to know that God still loves you. He cares about you. And I know sometimes it's hard. You know, these pillow, these things that we're going through and these pills that we have to swallow are not good. They're not sugar pills. But God, I want you to know that I want you to know that God is concerned about your situation. Maybe this issue is not all that, you know, it should have been for you. Maybe you've lost a loved one or whatever. But I want you to know God is still concerned about you. God is good to you. God wants to bless you. So I want you to just take down your little spiritual umbrella and let God rain on you this morning. And there's a scripture that I want to share with you. And it's one of the oldest scriptures in the book that we all know it. For God so loved the world. See, it's all about God's love. It's not about us loving him. But he wants you to love him in return. He has done everything possible that he could do for us. Now, let's give him a little praise. Just thank him. In spite of your problems, in spite of what didn't go to suit you, let's just give God some praise. Because God so loved us that he gave his son. When we were doomed for destruction, he gave his son for us. And that's what I want to, I just want to remind you this morning, you that are having a hard time. I know we there with our families, we're eating and drinking, we're having a good time and praising the Lord. But for those few that are out there that are still struggling and may not have a place to call home, may not have a bed to sleep in. Maybe you're sleeping under a bridge. I want you to know that God still loves you. I want you to feel it. I want to say it until you feel it, that he loves you. You can walk up under that bridge, and God can take you in a different direction. And before you know it, you are going to some great things in God simply because he loves you. He can send somebody by, pick you up, take you out of the situation you're in, and introduce you to a greater, outstanding life that you could be living in. So I want you to know that God, he loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to overcome. Our declaration says, we declare that we are going to do better. We declare that blessings is coming to us. In spite of that, in spite of being in the hospital bed, you know, and somebody have to turn you over and whatever, that's okay. Because God has you on his mind. Now, let me get to the subject here. Praise God. God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. Now, to this, to a lot of you, maybe they haven't, you're not churched. You don't know what all this is all about. But God gave his son when judgment was going to fall on the whole world and God was going to destroy it. He changed his mind and he sent his son, Jesus Christ, into the world to stop the destruction that God was going to bring upon us. Now, Jesus came as the Lamb of God. And as the Lamb of God, he was kept up for 4 days. He was tested, just like Jesus was tested. Jesus went from the Garden of Gethsemane. He went to the courts of the Jews, the high priest, and they examined him, see if he was God, if he said he was God, and they were going to punish him for that because to them it was blasphemy. Hallelujah. But God brought him from there, and they took him to Pilate. Pilate examined him, and that's what they were doing. Everybody was trying to examine him. That's what they did with this lamb. They examined him, made sure there was no blemishes on him. He is fit to answer the problem for which he is being called on to do. And when they got through examining Jesus, Pilate sent him to Herod, because Herod was in town. And Herod examined him and couldn't find anything wrong with him. And praise God, sent him back to Herod. Make a long story short, the Jews decided, hey, we don't want him. He deserves to go to the cross. We want him to be crucified because he's blaspheming against God. He's saying that he is God. So they finally got their way. They brought him down to Golgotha's hill, and he carried his cross. But I want you to know, the fact is, he wasn't doing it for himself. He was not the cause. He was not the sinner. The Bible says he was made to become sin for us. God put on him the judgment that we should have. So we have this, that we can just thank him because God didn't destroy us. He decided not to destroy us simply because he had this lamb. He talked to Abraham about our time that we're facing now. And Abraham, God told him, I want you to take your son and offer him up to me. Abraham obeyed. But you know what? Abraham had a ram in the bush, but God took his son. There's nobody for him. He had to stand in for himself, and he did. He took it down at the cross. He took your sins, my sins, whatever I deserve. And I know, you know, I haven't been saved, sanctified all my life. I did some terrible things. I, you know, just praise God. I won't even go into it, but I know, and God knows, that I don't deserve his goodness that he has given me down through the years. But because of Jesus Christ that stood on, praise God, on the grounds that my Father says that I am going to be made sin for the sins of the whole world. I want you to just think about that. Then Jesus took our sins on the cross when they hung him on the cross, and he was there as a criminal. But he actually was the salvation of the whole world, and he hung there. One another thing I want to bring to your mind, there were two criminals that were being crucified with him. One said, Lord, if you're who you say you are, then, you know, come down and bring us with you. Prove it to him. God was not out to prove anything like that to him. And another criminal on the other side saw the light. He said, Lord, we know that we deserve what we're doing, but you don't. Would you please remember me? I believe. Would you remember me when you come to your kingdom? And Jesus stopped dying on the cross long enough to accept this sinner. He didn't say, you know, a lot of us, you know, we're going to take him down, baptize him, whatever. Hey, that was not the case. He said, I believe, and he was saved. Jesus said, this day you will be with me in paradise. And he was, because he believed. I want you to know that God will save you from whatever situation you're in if you will believe. Faith will turn situations away. Faith will bring you into great prosperity if you will believe. Here again, God so loved the world. He loves you in spite of what's going on with you. He didn't do it. He loves you. He wants to bring you out in spite of it all. My heart goes out to people today that are incarcerated for whatever reason. You're probably there because you belong there, but even if you didn't do it, it's okay. God loves you, and he said, just give me a chance to prove it to you. Just trust me for a little bit. I'll bring you out in a wealthy place. I want you to know that God wants to bless you. He wants to do something good for you in spite of what you do. Now, Jesus Christ hung on that cross for all the sinners in the world. A lot of sinners in the world, they were doing a lot of bad things. Just kind of wrap your mind around this for a minute. All the sin that had been committed and that was going to be committed in the future, God the Father put them on his Son as he hung on the cross. And Jesus rightly said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But it was for you and me. It was for you and I that he did it. He's still standing with the outstretched arms. Now, let me take it a little further, just in case you may not understand. Where do sinners go when they leave the earth? They go to hell. Jesus went to hell for you and me, so we don't have to go there. That's not what God's best is for us. But since he was the sinner, that God put all the sins of the world on him, then God sent him to hell. Let me tell you about a little story. I heard a preacher, when I was just a youngster, I heard this. And the title was, What in Hell Do You Want? Well, when Jesus went to hell, they were having a party. They thought they had got him. Death had stung him. The grave had, they had put him in the grave. Okay, and they were having a big time. And Jesus walked in on their party. See, he had to go to hell because hell was on him. Your sins, my sins, sin, that's what God does to sin. He sends sin to hell. And Jesus walked in while the devil was having their party. And praise God, the devil looked at him. He couldn't say a word, standing there shaking in his boots. And he said, What in hell do you want? And Jesus just looked at him, stretched out his hands, said, I come to get my keys. I'm taking over now. I'm sending you away. I'm coming up, and I got to bring my people with me. He said, All power is given to me in heaven and in earth, wherever it is, I got the power. And he came out of hell with all of his the patriots, all those who trusted him. He brought them all the way out. And I want you to know that God will bring you out. Wherever you are, I don't care how deep you are, if you'll just trust him with your whole heart, he will bring you out. Because, you know, you can't have a resurrection if you don't have a dead body. Jesus presented himself and let death take over him, took him to hell, brought him back. And now he's saying, all power in heaven and earth is given to me. Death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? Here I am. I am the living proof, hallelujah, that God has brought me up. Now, David said, when he prophesied about Jesus, thou shalt not leave my soul in hell, neither shall he allow his Holy One to see corruption. So Jesus has been there. He's back. He's alive. He met, praise God, the women at the tomb. Mary Magdalene, she got a chance to see him and hear about him. Praise God. Yes, he's alive. He's not dead. He's alive. He's risen as he said. He rose with all power and majesty in his hand. Now, let's accept him. Let him do for you what he wants to do. Now, You're not going, if you determine to go to hell, you're not going because you're a sinner. You are going because you rejected God's Son, God's deliverance for sin. If you will give it to him, let Jesus do his part. Accept him. He said, I'm the door. You can't get to the Father except you come by me. I paid the price. I shed my blood. I sprinkled you. Now, if you will do it, I'll save you from the greatest destruction that ever was. I want you to know God loves you. I don't care what you've done. Sometimes, you know, our conscience bothers us, what we've done. I want you to know the fact that Jesus went to hell, came back, all power was given to him. He says, now you can have deliverance. I bought you. I paid for you. Now all you have to do is come on out, follow me. So he told Nicodemus, hey, you got to be born again. Follow me. I tell you what, I'm praying for those that are incarcerated, those that are sleeping outside, don't have a place to stay. Yeah, we are inside. And listen, this don't take anything away from you, because we need to praise God. We need to give him glory. We need to be on our knees night and day and thanking God for all that he's done for us, and realize the fact that he was made sin for us. He that knew no sin, he humbled himself, died, paid the price. Now here we are. Praise God. I hope the message got through clear to you. I hope you understand that God still loves you in spite of your faults, in spite of what's going on in your life. Don't allow that to come between you and God. It's okay. God will say, he'll take your mess and give you a message. He will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. I want to join in with the saints that are praying and are exalting the Lord for his goodness. He has risen. Just like he said, the angels rolled away the stone. They didn't roll it away to let Jesus out. Praise God. He rolled it away so we on the outside could look in. Praise God. I want you to know that God is good. He's gracious to us. Let's have a good week. The Lord bless you and the Lord smile on you is my prayer.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Bishop. Appreciate that word so much. I believe I heard the first lady right there co-signing every word, and it's good to hear her as well. Jesus is alive and well. We thank you for that word today. We thank you so much. I know that just as people were examining or trying to examine him there, people still trying to examine him. But we are those who know that he is perfect, know that he has won the victory for us, and we find no fault in him, but rather every reason to praise him. So I give him the glory this morning. I give him the praise. I am so thankful once again to be able to be on this call with all of you. I want to give you an opportunity as we close the service today, on this Resurrection Day, on this Easter Sunday, to give God a word of praise, to give God thanks for who he is. Give God thanks for this congregation at Deliverance Temple. Give God thanks for our bishop and first lady as well. So with that, as we close, praise God.
Yes.
Give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Praise your name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, God. So thankful, God. So grateful, Lord. Thank you.
I love you all.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, Jesus. So grateful. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Amen. And I love you all as well. And so have a great week in God. Go with God, and he will certainly go with you. Remember, he is risen. He is risen indeed. God bless you, and we will see you again real soon. Join us on Wednesday evening for our midweek service on Facebook with Minister Regina Rogers, and we'll be back next Sunday for Transformation Hour at 9 a.m., and our 11 o'clock morning worship call. God bless you, and he is risen indeed.